This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hey, Kristen.
Hello, Mark.
Kristen Glazier.
What's going on this morning already?
Oh, I don't know.
2 weeks in a row, we're so excited to get the business. We're rushing things.
You know, right. We just need to relax. You know, Lancaster Festival, hard to believe we're almost to the end. We've got the big Lee Bryce concert on Saturday.
Yes, can't wait for that. Wilson Phillips was a blast from the past. Boy, that was a great concert.
I missed you at Art Walk. I heard you stop by and were on the radio, but I must have been elsewhere.
Yeah, so. That was like your crew called me over and had a seat. We talked a little bit. It was loud. The music was great. Identity Crisis was great.
How was you had your booth at Fairfield Federal,
right?
Yeah,
we did. It's always so good. Busy, nonstop, lots of good stories. Yeah, it was a good night.
A good night, and a lot of people coming up to, you know, just to talk, right?
Yeah, telling us some, you know, their stories and how we've helped, and a couple people asked for some information. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, anytime we can get out and face the community, I love it.
All right. I guess it's without further ado, give us an AIM clinic update.
Oh, the clinic. AIM clinic. Our Fairhope. Goodness. Our Fairhope Palliative Clinic. So
yes.
That's at 1319 East Main Street. We are working diligently. We're actually going to move in the nurse practitioners this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the painting, I stopped last Friday. The painting looks great. We're going to move them. The office is down there. They're going to get started. And then the first full week in August, they're going to start to see a couple of patients there.
So dual mission here, right? Now, again, it's going to be a clinic that people, you can schedule appointments and people will be able to come to.
Yes.
But it also, just like the Anita M. Turner Center did for your grief support, where you gave them the home base.
Right.
Where they now, your nurse practitioners now have their own home base.
Right. You know, we've had palliative care at Fairhope for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the palliative team has just grown from just a couple of people to now we have, you know, 7 to 8 staff members.
But you're treating, you said, about 300 patients
at
any given time?
300 patients that we travel to in mm-hmm. the seven counties, an hour from Sells Road. So this is going to give, it's going to be a hub for the nurse practitioners to be. They finally have a home.
Mm-hmm. And your mileage reimbursements should go down a little
bit,
too. I know.
Our
right?
Nick, who handles all that's excited.
I would say, and again, I'm sure for the nurse practitioners as well, all that travel has to, because that's wasted. You think about, I call travel time wasted time because you're not directly seeing patients.
Right. If you think about it, and they're traveling, you know, an hour to Athens, they have an appointment that's an hour, sometimes two if it's an admission, an hour back, or, you know, anywhere, Nelsonville, it eats up a lot of their day.
Our
goal is to see as many patients and help as many people as we can. So this is going to help accomplish that.
And you look at Athens, you know, since the bypass went into Nelsonville, it's a lot faster, but still, it's a lot of time on the road.
That's right. And they're excited about that. Now, you know, we're still going to see patients who are homebound, those
right.
patients that just can't get to us. But other than that, we've got 4 exam rooms. We're just excited to get moving.
Yeah, and it's getting moving pretty quickly
it
now.
It is.
Kristen Glazier, it's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, our normal Thursday get-together. You know, it occurred to me, after you reminded me, that...
I thought, are you going to take credit for that?
For the
40th? 40 years.
Yeah. So, no, I give credit where credit is due.
Right,
it occurred to me after you reminded
after
me.
After I reminded you.
That this is the 40th anniversary of the Lancaster Festival, coinciding with the 40th year of Fairhope Hospice.
Right. I think two great things have been around this community
for 40
years. It's
like peanut butter and chocolate. They go great together.
Oh, no.
So, this is, and it's something we, I don't know if we've understated it or, you know, are there more celebrations to come? But 40 years is a major accomplishment.
I know it is. When you think about businesses and just everything that transpires over time, 40 years is something. That tells me, it makes me very honored to know that this community just has supported us for that long.
Mm-hmm. And it's continued to, just like the humble beginnings, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a small visiting nurse kind of thing.
Right.
That really... Then the hospice movement in this country really took off and really got going. And you've expanded into, and for people that may not realize, because we need to say it more, Fairhope, Hocking, Perry, H-O-P-E.
Exactly.
So how did that all come about that it grew into other counties and into the region?
It was just a need. You know, we started, just like anything else, we were the fourth hospice in Ohio that was certified for Medicare,
which
means, So, you know, it was breaking ground. They heard about this hospice movement and, you know, suddenly the team decided, let's try this. We're already doing some of the work. Let's try it. And so we started right around our area, around our community. There was Hospice of Hocking County, which was us. So then at some point we just kind of merged those counties together. But as our patient need grew, our staff grew, and we kind of ventured out, just kind of dipped our toes in other counties. We thought, well, it's the same distance. It's, you know, it's doable. We've got the staff. There's a need. And look where we are.
Yeah, you took the idea of, instead of looking at these geographic boundaries, which are kind of arbitrary when you look at counties, you said, let's just draw a map and say, if we can stay within an hour, draw a circle on that map and say, if we're within an hour, we're going to take care of people.
Right, and people have said over the years, you know, why don't you branch out? You could open another office somewhere, or, you know, in Columbus or somewhere else. But really, this, you know, Fairhope was built by this community. And if we can get to our patients within an hour and really serve their needs, that's what we want to do.
And that is the key, is that if you grow too big, and so many, let's look at all the businesses that overgrew their, what they were able to to comfortably cover, it diminishes. And then they become just another, just like everybody else.
Right. And we really pride ourselves on not doing that. We want to be the best at what we do.
All right. We'll come back one more time with Kristen. Again, 740-654-7077 or fairhopehospice.org. And be sure to like them on Facebook. Kristen Glazier comes in every week and lets us know what's going on with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. I know that one of the things that this time of year is your team is out. There are a lot of events. So I wanted to talk about a couple of upcoming events. Of course, just finished up the Perry County Fair last week, and I saw Laura and everybody there. We have the Lancaster Festival going on. You were at Art Walk. I know that you're getting out to a lot of the events of the festival as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of nice invites, and there's so many people from the community that attend all the events. So I love when I can get out and just talk about our business, talk about what we do, hear the great stories.
Right.
It's just a really great time for Lancaster.
In Logan also, we had the Scenic Hill Senior Center's grand opening, their new addition. That was yesterday.
Right.
So lots
right.
of stuff happening.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the next couple of months. What all you got going on? I know the AIM Clinic is probably the biggest thing.
It is.
I mean, that's going to be your capstone event for the year, maybe.
It is. That's in addition to the 40-year. Hey, you know what I just thought of? We're opening this new building at the anniversary of our 40 years. That's kind of cool.
Right. Right.
But yes, the clinic is going to be opening officially late summer. We're going to do a nice ribbon cutting and kind of a just a real quiet, you know, open house. But the 1st of August, patients are going to be seen there. That's the biggest thing we've been working on right now. But really, you know, we have done some great recruiting for nurses and for staff. Our census is really... You know, it's unfortunate when you say this. Our census has been very high,
well,
and that just means.
But that means people are going to die, right?
Yes.
People need and people have chronic illness. What that means is you're serving them.
Yes, we are taking care of this community,
right.
And wow, there's such a need every day. You know, we have three people in our intake hub every day and constantly busy on the phones. And so that's our big focus right now, is just making sure our staff are well-educated, they're doing the great job they need to, and getting out there and serving our folks.
It's so much of, and so much of what you do is that person-to-person contact, which is why when you call 740-654-7077, you get a real person.
You do, every time.
Right, because what you're working with, and you know, don't ever hesitate to say your census is up, because that means you're serving.
Yeah, you're
doing what you're supposed to do, and you're actually, it means people are trusting you, and that means that when you call, you're going to get a person. You're not going to get some voicemail or call back, or you know, we'll leave a message and maybe we'll call you back. It's taken care of right away.
No, this is such a crucial time in someone's life. And, you know, I say it all the time. We have one chance to do this the right way. So I want them to reach a person that says, I'm going to get you the help you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about every day.
All right. Again, if you if it's time or you have questions, even if you just have questions,
right.
Just give them a call. And it's 740-654-7077. I haven't given the 800 number yet. 800-994-7077.
Perfect.
We'll see you out and about in the community,
Kristen.
Sounds
good.